New Pod City, the only podcast hosting company in New Jersey, presents Podstock, the 2022 annual podcast conference. At Podstock, you'll hear from seasoned professionals in the podcast industry, interact with other podcasters, get familiar with equipment from podcast gear manufacturers, and enjoy a day that is programmed for experienced and beginner podcasters with keynote speaker, podcaster extraordinaire Rob Greenlee, as well as Christine Blackburn, host of the Storyworthy podcast, Travis Chapel, founder of Guestio, Charles Riddle, founder of Esquire Trademarks, Will Foskey, president of NPC Podcast Network, Frank and Christina Sasso, founders of New Pod City, and many more. Podstock, June 11th from noon to 6 at the Masonic Temple in Trenton, New Jersey. Tickets are just $99. Get your tickets now at podstock.us. It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
I am Mr. Christina Sasso, welcoming you to yet another episode of Trenton Waves. That's right. Waves, like waves in the water, like audio waves, like waves of opportunity. It's like a triple meaning there. How you feeling?
I'm good.
You know what I'm kind of a little upset about?
What?
Bernard's not here today.
Aww.
To mess up the next bunch of events that are going on in Trenton. I really love that guy. I love... So energetic. I just love them. Mm-hmm. I was over at the Passage Theater this afternoon.
Yes. What's going on there?
Well, they hung up a Podstock poster.
Ah.
And I said, oh, I saw the cast of Group rehearsing, which was kind of neat.
Yes, we're going to go see that show. So, it's a musical.
It's a musical. Yeah, I know. They were in here. I told you. They were in here.
I'm excited about that. It's a musical. I don't know when, if ever, they have done a musical at the Passage Theater.
I don't know. They probably did.
I was thinking I could go for a cocktail after this.
Why don't we do that?
All right.
I'm only going to get a cocktail if I can get it with Jim Beam in it.
All right.
That's it.
Once I get my bottle of Jim Beam honey,
yeah,
I'm giving it to Danielle Glito.
Oh, gosh.
And we're going to share.
Why? Let me ask you a question. Ever since we had her on the show. Wait, no. Ever since we had her on the show, no one gets that we do this with. But because she's involved with dogs and you love dogs, every show has been something about with Danielle Glito and what she's going to benefit from. She has t-shirts. She's got bourbon. We're getting death threats. What's happening over here?
I love her.
Jeez.
Well, anyway, we're going to share a bottle of, well, maybe not in one sitting.
What, just you and her?
maybe.
But where's this going to be?
I don't know.
In our yard?
To be determined, maybe. Weather's getting nice.
You hear that, Danielle?
Yeah, she's waiting for it.
I know she is. I know she literally is waiting for it.
I know.
Danielle. I mean, I love her. I think she's a fantastic person, but enough is enough. I need to be doing every show about Danielle Glito and her ginger husband. The coffee made us bad. The half and half things are bad.
Oh.
I mean, I'll drink it, but I
can't do coffee mate. Sorry, coffee mate.
Well, I can't keep milk here. It's going to go bad.
Put it in the refrigerator.
It's only lasts a certain amount of time.
All right, whatever. Moving on. I don't want to talk about your coffee anymore.
So we have somebody here today.
Yes, I know. And that's what I want to get to.
Yeah, but I'm just a little, you know. I'm
scared?
I'm scared. Me? No, I'm not scared. But come on. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to get political. I hate politics.
We're not going to get political. Mm. We're not. We're going to stay positive.
This guy's running for some kind of crazy office. What are you running for? Councilman? Is that right?
At-large council.
At-large. Okay. I asked him a question.
Well, you asked.
No, I know. I'll allow
You'll let that slide.
Right. But watch yourself, McCoy. We are sitting here with a person who lives in Trenton. Didn't always live in Trenton. Okay. That's going to be a great lead into your question.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Right.
We've interviewed.
But this person is running for a council seat, council at large. He's here with us right now. Mr. Michael Rinaldo is in the studio joining us today. Trenton Waves. Hello, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
You seem a little
he's
subdued.
He's sitting totally still. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Don't be nervous.
So you're running for councilman at large. Why do you want to do that?
What is council at large?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, there's seven council people. One represents each ward.
Mm-hmm.
And you have three at large that represent the entire city.
Oh, three at large. Okay.
Council people under the Faulkner Act, which is the way our government runs. And that permits you to have one per ward. and then the remaining seats have to be at large.
Oh, okay.
Wow, dude, you are one mellow dude.
I promised you.
You really are mellow. See, I'm feeling a little sleepy now. I'm going to cuddle up.
Oh, please. Okay, I just want to clarify that because yes. I did kind of have a vague idea. Okay, so there's three at-large seats.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, I thought there was only one.
So everything's up for grabs this election.
Depends how the next few weeks shake out with certain people that might run again.
No, I'm saying, but they're still up
but
for grabs.
But they still have to run again.
Oh, yeah, they would have to run again. Yeah,
all the seats, including the mayor's seat, is up for grabs.
Is up for grabs, correct.
Wow,
correct.
And that's going to be in November, correct?
Yes, it is.
And then a runoff, I think, December.
If we need a runoff, we might need
Of course, if you need one.
Right.
We always
right.
have a runoff for mayor.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh. Always.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
There was one last election, I believe. There was one the one before.
I don't think there's going to be one this time.
We had 19 years.
There was one last
time. Who gets over 51% of the vote?
I think Palmer did.
Palmer did.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we were here. We were here.
We were here.
When Palmer ran for
right,
for mayor. So, yes. Okay.
The Palmer years.
Right.
Why do you want to do this? Really? Why do you want to do that?
I want to contribute.
Okay.
Okay. There's other ways to do that.
You don't have to ask with a nasty way.
No, because I see what's going on. I'm not annoyed at him.
You don't want to do it doesn't mean that.
Oh, my God. No, I could never do it.
I know you couldn't.
Forget
but that doesn't mean we need people to do it. So good thing that there are
people. Well, God bless you that you want to do it. I'm just saying, why do you want to do it to yourself?
Yeah, so why would
I've always been interested in politics.
Oh, okay.
Even back to college. I mean, 500 years ago, I got a degree in political science.
500 years? Yeah. You look damn good, man.
Wow.
I like your haircut, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Politics has always been an interest. It's such a small city, but it is so governed by politics. I've never seen anything like it, right?
Yes.
Wow. You just want to jump in there.
Yes.
God bless
you. Both feet.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, babe. Let's
I had another friend
off.
In grammar school told me.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to tell
what did he throw up, green?
No.
What color was his pukes?
I was just going to say, I had another friend. I won't mention his name because he has a political position.
We can't mention his name? We're not saying anything.
No, I don't want to mention his name.
All right.
He has a political position, and he said once he was offered a position in Trenton.
Oh, right.
He turned it down because he's like, I couldn't. This is somebody who just was offered a job and he's like, it's too political there. It's just too much politics.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up going to another state. But
yeah, very, very prominent role. Yeah.
But yeah, so I've heard that, you know, we're not political. So,
not
as
in the
you
least.
Maybe can tell.
Yeah, I promised you I wouldn't come on and talk about politics. So
all right,
we're 10
okay.
minutes in and we're politics.
All right, so let's talk about something else.
You're exactly right. What happens with this girl.
I'm going to ask my first question, which is, what in your journey of life has brought you to the city of Trenton, New Jersey?
Well, I grew up in Princeton Junction.
Okay.
And I had family in Princeton, so I spent time kind of divided between the two. And I always wanted to live in Princeton, like over by Library Place and West Princeton, those beautiful homes. And then when I got to the age where I could start looking at houses, I saw what they cost. And I was no, goodbye, Princeton.
Take care.
So then I got a condo in Lawrenceville, sat there for a while. And I said, now it's time. I want to buy a house. So I was looking in the papers, right? And back, 25 years ago or 20 years ago, you had to look in the papers. And there was this listing. And it gave this address I never saw and had a photograph of a gorgeous house. And it was an address on Cornwall Avenue in Hiltonia.
Okay.
Is where I live now. And I'd never been there before. So I'm driving around and I see that, and I go into this neighborhood. I'm like, what the heck is this? Where have you been all my life?
I know, right?
And it turns out the house had gone off the market, but the house next door was going to go up the next week. And I got lucky and I ran into the realtor who explained it to me.
Wow.
And gave me a sneak preview.
Oh, wow.
So I got to go in at the realtor's viewing for the house.
Oh, nice.
And I took it that day. I walked in. I walked in the door. I looked. I didn't get past the foyer.
Oh, wow.
Peeked into the living room. I said, I'll take it.
Wow. Dude, you're like me.
It was. You're exactly like her.
It was like that. I knew immediately.
Wow.
And like no poker face, no nothing.
I haven't regretted a day of it
for
20 years.
And that was 20 years ago?
2003, 2002.
Around 18 years ago.
Okay, same as us. That's when we came to Trenton. So what does your house look like? Because I love houses. I love looking at houses.
It's like a small English stone Tudor kind of
cool.
home.
It's the same one.
It's the one next door. The one that I originally looked at had already
Okay, I gotcha. But the one that you actually bought was that one from years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there ever since.
Wow, that's amazing.
So are you anywhere near Cadwalder Park then?
Mm-hmm. couple hundred meters away.
Oh, wow.
You're right there. Oh, yeah. In the West Ward.
Yeah, in Hiltonia. So
gotcha.
Right off of Sullivan Way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're near the Ellerslie.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever come in and visited us over there?
I've been in quite a bit, actually. I go to events there and stuff like that. I mean, I'm in the park. I have a dog, so I walk her every day.
Okay, so you're not one of those people that think the Ellerslie is like where some rich dude lives and he's a hermit.
A lot of people like
Edward Scissorhands lives in there.
Have no Edward Scissorhands, yes. They had no idea that there's a museum in Cadwalader Park.
I know.
No clue. So that was my goal as to getting on the board. I'm on the board there. Actually, I have a board meeting tonight. I just want the city to know that they have this glorious art museum in this beautiful park, and right in this, it's a city museum. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just wonderful.
I had some people over for Easter, and I was talking about the park up the street, and one of them said, "What park?"
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm like, oh, Cadwalader Park, and clueless.
Yeah. If you walk through the park, you know, you can get down to the canal.
Sure.
I ride my bike there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Tennis courts on the other side, basketball courts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember playground. Do you remember the name of the realtor that showed you the house?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Jay Smith.
I don't know.
Jay Smith. I feel like I've
thank
seen
you,
that
Jay,
name.
If you're listening. I love the house.
Hey, Jay.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, Jay's a good guy.
Yeah.
If he had said Howard Young, I would have freaked out.
Howard Young was another realtor we know from the area.
Real hard for Trenton.
Yes.
Coldwell Banker.
Yes.
Hey, Howard, if you're listening, give me a call, man. That's right. You still have my number. You should anyway.
So that's how you ended up in Trenton, because you saw the house of your dreams. And then when you arrived here, what was your next steps once you moved in? Did you throw both feet into it and just engulf yourself in all things Trenton, or did it take a little while?
It took a little while because I didn't really know the city as well as I would know it now.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nobody in the neighborhood, so made friends around the neighborhood. Neighborhood parties. Hiltonia is an extremely social neighborhood.
You could say that about every neighborhood in Trenton, I think,
that's
right?
That's what I was just going to say. Well, is it really? Well, what about ours?
But that's a cool
which
thing.
Which is one of the things I love.
Yes, yes.
You know, so a couple years gaining friends in the neighborhood, kind of expanding out a little bit, getting a social circle outside the neighborhood and building it out further and further like that.
Yeah, there's always so much to do. It's a very social city.
So you co-founded a Facebook group called Trenton Orbit, is that correct?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that. What is that all about?
My friend Bill Kearney and I.
Oh, wait, you're friends with Bill Kearney?
Correct.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that good or bad?
So that makes you a co-founder?
Correct.
So you both started it?
Yes.
I used to have a beef with that guy. I'll tell you about that later. But go ahead. You and Bill Kearney.
But you've forgiven him?
I've forgiven him, but he really pissed me off that one time. But go ahead.
We wanted to create like a virtual space where residents could go to get information, learn about anything city.
Sure.
Sort of empower themselves and be able to figure out how to do things for themselves. Like, I don't know, one of the things was early on, everybody said their streetlights were out.
Mm-hmm.
So we would report them. And we would say, just report the number here. We'll call it in and get it fixed. And we did that for dozens of poles around the city. And we started teaching people, this is how you do it.
Oh, good.
And they started doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. You can teach me.
It was wonderful because they would post back. I called in and they came out and fixed the pole. So
it
makes them feel like you can do something.
Yes. Right. Instead of Howard. Empowered,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
It's one of the main purposes of the group. So it just kind of grew slowly over a couple years. And then in the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, it's been gaining momentum, and we've put on a few thousand members.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy and proud of the group, the way it conducts itself.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely have to, you know, boot members that are unruly or something like that or give those dumb warnings.
Right.
I'm so shocked I haven't been kicked off yet.
Well, nobody, as far as I can tell, nobody's been, people have disagreements, but nobody's been nasty.
No.
Yeah,
everyone
kind of
just lets
each other.
Them say their opinion and you know, either you just ignore it or you have a little debate. It just seems very friendly the way it should be. Like if we disagree, we can still be civil to each other.
That's exactly how we want it.
Right.
But more times than not, if two people disagree, there's a third party that actually knows the real of what
steps
they're talking
in like
about.
A ref.
Yeah, and steps in and says, no, this is what it's like. And
And then everybody goes, I didn't know that.
We get posts from city employees that'll answer questions.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah.
It's really bridged that, hate the expression, but bridged that gap between like
social media. No, but that actually makes sense. You're using it correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
Like the word literally. You're actually using it correctly. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, podcast, just so you know, I know a third of our listeners are in New Jersey. Out of that third that are in New Jersey, how many of you are in Trenton? I don't know, but I'm going to set the record straight right now. Madge Caldwell Wilson did not resign, okay? She's right. still a councilwoman. She stepped down from being a VP of the council
because
she wants to focus more on her constituents.
Right, and God bless her for that, too. All kinds of crazy things. And yeah. I'm like, I don't think she
hasn't
resigned.
Quit.
Right.
No.
Right.
Santiago Rodriguez is quitting after June, but as far as I know, Marge has not quit.
No more politics.
Well, I just wanted to just throw that out there because it's getting a little heated.
I thought you were going to talk about the word literally because then I can go off on that.
Well, that whole thing, it's like, oh man, he literally blew my head off. No, he didn't, because then you'd have no head.
I was listening to you discussed pugilistically this morning.
Oh, okay. with Bella from Aging Punks. Yes. Yeah, I feel like such an idiot.
Oh, why?
She corrected me. I've been saying it that way for years. I was saying pugilistic.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
And then she's like, you mean pugilistic? And I'm like, I'm not going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't care if it is wrong now. I'm going to defend it.
Yeah, literally, it's people use that word so much. And it's hysterical to me because they say, my mother literally has my heart. I'm like, no, she doesn't, because if she had your heart, right. you would be without a heart and you'd be dead. Literally means that this is actually a thing.
Right. No, that makes me know. Well, the whole thing.
It's literally raining cats and dogs.
Really? How is this not on YouTube? Awesome. Get your cell phone out if it's literally raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
People
and they're going splat.
It'll be noisy.
Yeah. Yeah. And are they surviving?
I don't know.
No.
Well, the cats are because they land on
their feet. Well, because they land on their feet.
But the dogs, no.
Especially the heavy, like the golden retrievers, right. the labs.
It's horrible.
No good.
Anyway.
Wait, I want to tell my Bill Kearney story real quick.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So remember Studio B?
Yes.
Of course. He's so quick. Yes. Like, keep going.
I love that place.
I know. I love it too.
Closed.
They had a sign on the wall. Frank Sasso sits here, basically. And I had my own seat. It was amazing. Great place.
Yeah, it was from New Orleans.
Yeah,
Their coffee was perfect. Things.
Yes, it was so good. Perfect.
Had a little chicory in there.
Yep. They also made beignets.
Beignets.
Mm. Yeah, macarons. I ordered them. King mm-hmm. cake once for a Mardi Gras party.
I remember that.
You made
yes.
it for me.
So Dan Dotson and Bill Kearney, they put this thing on Facebook, and they are dogging it. They're like, the service sucks, blah, 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 blah. I say, hey, listen, dudes, why don't you just calm down? I'll tell you what, why don't you go start a bakery and let's see how you do? Mm. And I said all this on social media, which is why I don't really get involved with social media. I like the microphone because mm-hmm. okay. you can get your tone across, right?
Right.
I said, why don't you go open up a cafe, the Two Idiots, and call it the Two Idiot Cafe.
I
said something like that. Oh, I don't care. I'm going to say it how I see it. You don't do that. Why?
All right. Did you apologize?
No, I didn't apologize.
Well, he's gone now. So
I know. Thanks a lot, Bill Kearney and Dan Dotson.
It wasn't their fault.
Well, they didn't help. So I have since forgiven Bill and Dan.
I hope they forgive you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
To be honest, I don't even know what Bill Kearney looks like. I might actually know who he is by sight and not know that the name, like that's who it is.
I have to give him credit for 50% of, 50% of that tone we were just talking about of the group is...
It's all him?
We split it, but mm-hmm. he moderates and does exactly that. So the compliments you were giving the group, he deserves.
I got no problem now with Bill Kearney. Or even with Dan Dotson.
That's right.
I know it's hard to believe, right, Dan?
No.
Because I actually then saw Dan in person. I went up to him. Mm-hmm. He was with somebody. I said, hey, dude, are we okay? Because I want to be able to vent a little bit and say, hey, I don't think that's right what you did. You know, mm-hmm. We were totally fine after that. I never met Bill Kearney.
Right.
But then he fires back at me. Well, I think blah, 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 blah to me. And I'm like, forget this guy. You know, but then when I saw he was involved with Trenton Orbit and he was being so nice to me, I'm like, I think he forgot that I was the guy.
Or maybe he doesn't realize you were the guy.
He doesn't realize I was the guy.
And you just outed yourself.
Well, he's not going to listen.
I'll ask him tonight.
No, don't forget. He's not going to listen to the show. He's not going to ever hear this. It's okay. I'm not worried. But he lives in Trenton, right?
Yes.
I have yet to meet him, but it's all good.
Well, unless we met him and didn't know the name.
Right, right.
Went with the
We've had an ongoing problem for 15 years at least with the lamppost in front of our house and the lamppost in the park. There's at least a dozen of them are out.
The lamppost in front of our house blinks.
Yeah.
It doesn't blink anymore. Or it's just out.
I don't know. It's like it was like
it
a strobe light. Sometimes it's out.
And then there's some in the park. There's a lot of them that are out. But the park is Mercer County.
Right. It's a county
our house,
park.
So it's a county park.
Right. But the house, but the light in front of our house is city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of them out on the street.
So we'll have to get that
info.
It's
a city-owned light?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give us the information. That.
Sure.
Yeah, and they'll come out and fix it.
Well, is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
Right, so who what do people do? What do they, like, let's take a page out of Trenton Orbit. If a lamppost is out, mm-hmm. how does the person go about getting it fixed?
Okay,
if it's the Trenton Orbit way.
If it's a city-owned lamppost,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it for, if the, first I want to know if there's an ID on it, maybe they numbered it or something mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. reference. If not, take a photo of it, take a photo of the cross street it's on. First thing I would do is email it to Public Works.
Okay.
And I would say, it's out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give it a reasonable amount of time. Get some feedback.
What's a reasonable amount of time? 15 years?
No.
Because that's how long I'm waiting.
Let's say a week.
Literally 15 years.
And you've reported it?
Yeah. I reported to PSE&G. I reported it to the city.
You're much more patient than I.
I have a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
It wasn't that a priority. Light all day. We just have shades and it doesn't bother us. So that's it.
So you email the city, Public Works, and then what?
And if they don't come out, maybe follow up. Somebody might be on vacation. Who knows?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't happen, contact your ward council person or your at-large.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if that doesn't work, make a public comment at a city council meeting and say, this is what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get this address, please? Because it's a safety issue.
Right.
Exactly. Right? All right.
And the park, too. But the park is like we said.
Yeah, the park is county.
Mercer County.
Yeah. Well, I think I've used up any kind of stuff I can do with at-large. I'd have to go right to the South Park Council. After that cartoon I did. Forget it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good to know.
He's here 20 minutes. He's already proven himself.
Give me the address. I'm happy to do it for you.
This guy's won some votes right here. He's got already got two votes right now. I'm telling you right now.
He did this before.
No, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think he'd be more effective on the street.
How long has Trenton Orbit been doing what it's doing?
A little over 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Wow, and you've gone a couple thousand already.
5,200.
Wow.
What?
That's awesome. That's
wow.
Great.
And that's something you have to opt into.
Mm-hmm.
5,200.
I just looked at our stats. I wrote an election blog post last week. We get over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It was like 163,000 views to that page.
Wow.
I think it's about 60,000 a month.
That's holy fantastic. Smokes. And that's not all people who live in Trenton.
Most of our membership is from Trenton, Hamilton, and Lawrence and Ewing.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But we get some Trenton people that left the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they check in.
Yeah.
It's like their way of still feeling like they're a part of it.
Yeah, they feel connected.
But you know what's cool? I think that there are people who have lived in Trenton and left, and people who never lived in Trenton and live in the suburbs. And they still have a passion for the city, especially if they've lived here and they have really good memories and they can tell stories. And they really want to see the city do well. And it breaks their heart when bad things happen. And then you have another group of people, and this is where the t-shirt comes in, where it's almost like they're happy that the city isn't doing well. Like, I don't know. It's like mean-spirited. So the t-shirt that we made is called Greetings from Trenton. We don't need you. We don't want you. And that is not directed at people who don't live here and still have a love for the city and are kind and want to see the city prosper.
Right.
It's for those people that always are like, you know, what do you live there for? There's nothing ever good. Like, you know what? Stay home. Live in the suburbs. Close your shades. Drive your car into your garage and watch TV. Leave us alone. Mm. That's what that t-shirt is for.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I mean,
yes.
Growing up outside of Trenton,
mm-hmm.
that's all you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Trenton. Whoa. And then I told you the story about how I found my house,
mm-hmm.
and it was the best decision I've ever made.
Sure.
Wow.
I love the city.
You're like another one percenter. It's just people don't get it.
But you know what? I don't know if it's one percenters of people who live and move to the city, because like everyone that we've talked to who's come on the show that's moved to Trenton fell in love with it and say the same thing. Like, it's the best thing I ever did. I'm like, I have friends here. I have neighbors who care about each other. I love my home. Yeah, all the things that you're saying. So
you don't think that he's part of that 1% of mentality of like risk taking and like having a vision.
Oh, in general, and, in the world.
I mean,
Yes, yes.
I mean, he
has
60,000 people visiting his page
right.
every month.
Yes, I do. Yes. I thought you meant talking about people in the city of Trenton. I think a lot of 1%ers live in Trenton.
Yes.
What's
totally
a 1%er?
A 1%er, as opposed to the 99. The 99 people that go with the flow and do everything that everyone else does and listens to the news and the gossip and the blah, 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 and they just go with the river. And then the 1%ers are the one that are, you know, bucking the system and trying to swim upstream.
Right. I'm the 1%er.
Yeah, they take a risk. Yeah,
totally.
I think the whole city's made up of Homer Centers.
Listen, he has 60,000 views on his page every month. That's 2,000 people a day hitting your page. Mm-hmm. That's like a superhero, which leads us into our next segment.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Power, strength, undeniable courage. Which superhero do you relate the most? It's Trenton Wayne.
That's right. We have very talented listeners, I got to tell you. That's from a listener. He didn't write that last song. It was a different guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talented people.
Very talented.
Yes.
Because we were talking about superheroes, and the listener picked up on that and said, hey, you should do that as a segment. Here's a song.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I believe his name is Henley. I can't relate to Bruce Wayne because my parents are still alive.
Okay.
And I'm not an only child.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, I could relate to Bruce Wayne.
Your parents weren't murdered.
No.
They died in their 90s.
Thank God.
In Florida, in their sleep.
Yes. Not, I mean, really. Not on the same day.
Yeah, the same night. They went to bed and they didn't wake up.
No. I love that we're laughing at
so
this.
So morbid.
But
it's not morbid. This is no, fun stuff,
actually,
Mike.
You know what? They had a lovely, good, like, good death. Like, they were, my mother was 96, my dad was 92, and they both died 2 weeks apart from each other in their sleep.
In their sleep, in Florida. Okay, but they weren't killed.
No, okay.
And you are a woman.
Right, but I'm also an only child.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the same goes for Tony Stark.
Who do you relate to?
Tony Stark's an only child.
See, I think there's something to that. Are you an only child?
No.
Oh.
Mm. I could answer that. I could tell he's not an only child. You're the youngest, aren't you?
Oldest.
Oh, you are the... Okay, I was going to say that. Damn. I was going to say oldest. Because he's the most, like... He's calm. He's, like, in control.
Are you an overachiever?
Yes.
Mm. He's a 1%er.
Well, that's like an only child. They're kind of like overachievers too.
Are they? Would you say only childs?
Only childs?
Would you say only? Would you say only children are like being the oldest?
Yeah, because they're the firstborn, but they also happen to be the only born.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're clearly the favorite.
Yes, I am.
Right. Okay. I would say I'm going to say Peter Parker at times.
You?
Yeah, because I have this great power, and yet sometimes I struggle with it.
Oh, okay.
You know.
What? You don't have the power, though.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have it.
All right. Me?
You relate mostly to Thanos. Is that correct?
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed since the last time we did the segment.
I don't really watch these movies to know who's out there.
Okay. I know you like Captain America. I'm asking who you can relate to. The song is asking, which one do you relate to
then
the
most? I guess he would be next.
Who?
Even though he's a man. Captain America.
You can relate
to Thor's
him.
A man. Not Thor. Thanos.
Thanos.
Thanos is a man, too.
But you can... Okay.
I can relate to Captain America. He's from Brooklyn. He's... Right. I don't know if he's an only child. He's you know, stands for goodness in the American way.
Right.
You know, when it used to be something really good.
Right.
And God, it could be again.
I'm going to go on a limb and say I think you relate more to Thanos.
Yes.
Because sometimes you just want to sit in your garden... Without people around,
yes.
At least 50% of them can go.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this social distancing was kind of an attractive thing when it came out.
I didn't have a problem with it.
I know, we were doing that since the 80s.
Or hey, everything shut down, stay home. I'm like, yay!
My life didn't change really much.
Well, that's why she loves when it snows. No one can do anything.
Oh my God, I love when it snows.
I love when it rains, too.
Like, you have to stay in the house. Everyone's like...
Don't like snow.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. I'm sorry.
It's a very... Again, I'm a 1%er in that area because I know people. They're like, I hate this weather. And I'm
You guys said you walked across the bridge in the snow to the to the brewery.
To go over to a Bitch and Kitten Brewery in Morrisville, who's coming on the show soon when we start our Trenton Waves Max episodes.
I haven't been there yet.
I was just going
to
ask you, have you been there? It's really a great spot. They're really nice. The owner's usually always there, which is always nice. Their food is good. Their beers are good. They also have liquor. So locally, distilled liquor. And,
well, hang on a minute. Time to think about it. What superhero relate to most?
The Hulk.
Again with the Hulk. He's like Harry Rosari.
What's wrong with the Hulk?
So you relate to the Hulk or David Banner?
Mm.
Which one?
Good question. Good clarification. David Banner.
Ah.
Okay. Why is that?
Because everything could be going along great. And then I'll freak out over something and make a huge mess.
Interesting. And he's like, he's a scientist.
He is.
So you're a political scientist, right?
No, I work in quality management For, no, but don't you have a political science degree?
I have a political science degree.
Oh, so you're a political scientist.
And a criminal justice degree.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I do.
So what do you do for a living?
I work in quality management for a German company.
Oh,
and
okay.
We design high-power lasers for auto manufacturing.
I could see how something could be going wrong.
Why would you need a laser in a car? Like, I could see why I would need a laser
right,
in a car.
It's a laser gun.
The welding system. So anything in your car that's got a weld or a seam.
Like a catalytic converter.
Well, if the metal's welded together, sure.
Yeah, it's welded.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you are always angry, is what you're saying. You're
not just always keep it angry.
No. That's not what he's saying.
The relatable point to me is something will set him off.
Yeah.
He'll go off and create a huge mess, turn back into normal David Banner,
right.
And then maybe regret a little bit the mess that he's caused.
And then he's naked.
It doesn't necessarily mean anger. It's just like something happened and then he went off.
Remember how you were in The Man Behind the Curtain where you said that person called you and, oh boy, that was the wrong thing to do?
Right. Okay.
Well, that's you. Yes. Well, you have like limits and buttons. I like how he references other shows.
Especially that, because I had something like that happen to me recently. Mm-hmm. And my attitude was, No.
Like bring it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's almost like you can, you know, I'm a very, I think I'm a patient person. And I will let people get away with a lot because I like to give people grace and I like to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Then there's a line. Like you just stepped over the line. And now.
Even with you.
Stop.
Yeah, you're the most patient person I know. You're married to me. You are enormously
patient. But is that what you mean? Like you just hit a wall and you're
exactly.
Oh, no.
Especially with what you talked about. I mean, what was possibly going to happen? Are they going to come out with a big pair of shears and cut your power wires or something dumb?
Yeah, right.
What could they possibly do?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
So
exactly.
It was just a bully.
Silliness.
And that's another, that's how I feel about bullies. Like, and I think we said it on that show, the best way to cure a bully is punch him in the face.
Well, you don't say cure a bully.
The best way to deal with a bully is to punch him in the nose.
It's not the 1930s.
What was the other choice?
The best way to deal with a bully is to punch him in the face. Well, I'm not saying go around punching people
in the
face.
We've said this before.
I'm just, I want to say that again.
Right.
So
basically stand up to the bully.
That's right.
That's it. Take him out.
You don't have to be physical, but stand up for him.
Right. Exactly right.
Right.
All right. So that's interesting. So that's the one okay. So David Banner. Interesting. Mm.
Well, most superheroes have this alter ego thing going on? Like,
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because it's, you know, you have the Hulk and he transforms back into David Banner and vice versa. Same thing with Batman. He's like Bruce Wayne and then he's Batman. Doesn't somebody else transform? Spider-Man? No.
He doesn't transform. He just
puts on an outfit.
Well, he takes his outfit off and his Spider-Man outfit is underneath, like Superman.
Oh, no. Superman's always Superman.
Well, when he's Clark Kent, that's his impression of what he thinks humans are like.
Right.
They're clumsy, they're nearsighted.
Yeah, he's the reverse.
Right.
The reverse.
He puts on Clark Kent.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
He's always Superman.
Right. Gotcha. Interesting.
Mm. I'm thinking about this. I think sometimes I relate to Superman.
How so?
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes I have to like meet someone where they're at. Like someone that I think is maybe like acting stupid. And I kind of got to meet them at their level and then bring them up a little bit.
Because you're better?
Maybe. It depends on who I'm talking to. Like if I'm talking to Bill Kearney, for instance.
Oh, we pulled Bill out of this.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Now we got to take Bill out for a cocktail.
I can't wait to get Bill in here. That's what I want.
Does Bill like a cocktail
Now what does Bill like?
A beer?
I believe he might.
Hmm.
Yeah. What do you think he drinks?
That's a good question. I've seen scotch in his house.
Scotch? Oh, you've been to his house?
I have.
Oh.
He only lives like a mile away.
Oh,
from the West Ward?
Mm-hmm.
He's
still in the West Ward.
Oh, he's in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, maybe next first Friday, he'll come out to Mill Hill Saloon.
Yeah,
planning on going to the next first Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, look at you, man. I'm cool. Getting around now. Good for you, bro.
We always end up at the Mill Hill Saloon.
Yeah,
we might not start there.
I usually go there. Thursday nights is my night out for dinner. So, and I love Tikal's tacos.
Oh, Tikal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love Tikal.
Three for $10, and they're so good.
Oh. Are you going to Taste Trenton?
I heard about it on the episode with Bernard.
Yeah, but so. If you're going to Taste Trenton, does that mean you're not going to go to Podstock? I think you should go to Podstock, honestly.
You can do both.
Would there be anything that would be interesting to me?
At Podstock?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? What's the matter with you,
what
Mike?
I don't know this podcast.
It's the first podcast conference.
I don't know
the Podstock is a podcast conference.
Okay.
going to be held downtown Trenton. It's the first podcast conference in Trenton, and it's a huge, huge, huge event.
But is it competing with Taste Trenton?
Well,
there's a lot of stuff, which is a good thing.
I mean,
there's a good thing. There's a lot of things going on that day. There's something happening at the Trenton Public Library. Yay, library.
Really? That day?
Yes.
On the 11th?
Yes.
Wow.
There's Taste Trenton is happening that day.
But that's an all-day thing, though, Taste Trenton, right?
And it's also Friday, Saturday.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow. Yeah,
so, 3 days. So, and then Podstock is happening. I believe there's other things happening, too.
The point was I end up at Mill Hill Thursday nights
instead
of Fridays.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. What happens there on Thursday? Is there any live music or anything?
No, it's pretty quiet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you go on Thursday nights, because it's more chill. Well, is Amanda still bartending when you go?
Yes.
She's there. So you go after 6.
Oh, yeah. It's probably around 9, 9:30.
Oh,
Why you go late?
Wow. European dinner.
That's why we saw him when we saw him. Because we left the other night. The latest we've ever left was like 11:15.
We were there late.
That's why we saw him.
I couldn't believe it. I walked in and was it Reggie that was there?
Yes. Yeah,
Reggie was there with his wife.
And Lisa. Scott Miller was there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I saw you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jacques Howard was there at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Friday night.
This is
a better night to come.
Yeah, you should switch your night.
There.
Yeah, well, and even, well, first Friday is even more social because, you know, that's the art changes and people come to see that.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, by the way, you bring up the library.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Smokehouse. I had to hang another Podstock poster. Mm-hmm. Guess who I saw in the back having lunch with 4 of her colleagues?
Who?
The girl from the library, Shay Shay.
Yes.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, how nice. Good. Like,
it was just her and 4 or 5 of her colleagues.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying, I forgot to tell you about that.
Oh, did you say hello?
Yeah, I said hi.
Oh, good.
Trenton's great like that.
Right? Isn't it?
You could just walk in a random spot and see people you know.
Always.
Oh, yeah, no matter where you go, you're going to see someone you know.
Yes. Right.
That's what we say. Trenton is like Mayberry with attitude.
Yeah.
It's a small town. Everybody knows each other's business. And yet, it's the capital of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You want to ask your question now before we go to plugs?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, now, wait a minute. I have a little...
Oh, yeah.
I have a bone to pick.
Yes.
I actually don't.
I do.
I think it's good. Okay, Trenton Journal.
Yeah.
Kenneth Miles.
Yeah.
Hey, you stole my line.
Yeah, dude. What do you think? We weren't going to catch that? What's the matter with you?
You know what? I say the more people that are dreaming about Trenton, the better. So I'm going to ask a question that you were asked already.
Okay.
In your imaginings of Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
Come on, don't act confused. You were asked this question already on video, no less.
Maybe it's more elaborate. Maybe it's on a different angle.
You got time to think about
a different angle.
Maybe.
I just think we're really small town.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But we're real provincial. Everyone's got their own little projects. Mm-hmm. I would love to see more cooperation and inclusion amongst the smaller groups. And maybe then, I'm not saying things are terrible now, but I think you would see an improvement. I would love to see like more of that.
Collaboration.
Collaboration. Yeah, that's exactly the word.
Yes. Totally agree.
I totally agree with that. I love just reaching out to people and saying, hey, I know you do this. Why don't we do this together? I mean, it only can be better. I always say, if you're holding on to your little peanut, you know, like the monkey's reaching in the jar and holding on to his little peanut. He can't get his hand out of the jar.
Exactly,
like,
right.
You know, share your peanut and then you can all have a peanut.
Listen, you got to stop saying that because I keep thinking you're going to say something else. I almost muted your mic. Well, I don't know. Sometimes you go off on a tangent.
Whatever you say. She didn't say literally.
Oh, this is true. No. She didn't use the word literally, so that is good.
But you were just going to say something before you were interrupted.
Yeah, I didn't want to come off as like super negative, like, oh, it's terrible.
No,
but
no.
I just think collaboration is good for everybody.
You're fine.
Trenton is far from terrible, really far from terrible. And when I've been asking the question, your dream Trenton, and a few people have actually said to me, I think it's great the way it is. And I've had that answer. When I ask the question now, I'm thinking, oh, am I being like negative by asking that? Like, what's wrong with it right now? I'm just saying in a way it can only be improved.
Yeah, you know? I mean, for the last 18 or so years, I've been living in my dream neighborhood.
Right.
So
that's right. Okay,
you know,
cool.
I love my neighborhood.
Right.
And I mean, there's little things you could improve about it, right?
Exactly.
Like streets or you name something like that. But I think that part of it, I'm extremely happy with.
Right.
You know, there's great people. I've met people that I consider family.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's awesome in this day and age, right?
It's wonderful.
In a city. And I'm sure you've had people to your house that are neighbors and people that you've met that are here in the city. I'm amazed at how tight people can be and how friendly and welcoming. And I don't know. I think it's a great place to live.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.
Really?
We're gaining followers on TikTok. I'm not even doing anything with it.
Oh, okay.
The Della video is still up there.
I love that.
What is TikTok for?
It's like quick videos.
I'm showing my age.
I think. How old are you?
54.
Wow.
Well, you're my age, dude.
You look like you're 30.
I totally thought
Thank
he was
you.
In his 30s.
You really, I really do. Did. I swear. When you said 55, I was like, wait
August,
a minute.
August, in August, I'll be 55.
Wow.
Oh, you'll be 55 in August. What year were you born? 1967?
Wow.
August 67. I'm April 68. Wow. He's the same age as me.
Wow.
Can't believe it. He looks a lot younger than me.
Goes by quick.
Damn it. All right, people. Podstock. Podstock.us, Masonic Temple, Trenton, New Jersey, June 11th. It's a Saturday from 12 to 6, 5 to whenever is the block party. You are going to learn all things you need to know about how to do a podcast. I don't care if you're a beginner or you're a veteran. The Podstock Podcast Conference is the place to be. Podstock.us. It's like Woodstock. You get it?
I'm looking forward to the block party.
Really? You don't look forward to the event itself?
Well, I always like a party, so.
Okay.
It's like the cherry on top.
Right. It's going to be entertainment.
Right outside of Smokehouse.
Reggie
house
is very
there.
Excited. Mm-hmm. Smokehouse. He's very excited.
Is he closing the street?
Oh, yeah. We closed. Oh. Away. We already got the permit. Well, we're ready to go.
Yep. Nice.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Yes. Over at Smokehouse, they're starting their Friday night block parties in May.
Yes.
So
we'll actually be around for this one.
And that is the first Friday, again, of every month. And it's starting this coming month of May.
Very, very exciting. So, Podstock, get your tickets. $99.
That's too much.
Well, then don't worry about it. Then don't go. Podstock.us. Mike, what do you got?
I want to
be like a deer in headlights. You're
right.
Like,
he's like, this is the first time he was a little animated for a second there. Where'd that calmness go? Are you going to turn into the Hulk?
Come over and visit Trenton Orbit on Facebook. Yeah. Join the community.
That's nice.
We're growing. It's a great place to learn about Trenton. The more members we get, the better it becomes. So just please come over, give it a shot.
Well, I'm going to play us out with a little tune.
Let's all dance.
It's just sweeping the charts, man.
Can we dance to it?
We can totally dance to it.
Okay.
But before we do that, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
I so love that song. I could play that 10 times in 10 minutes and not get tired of it.
So well done.
Amazing.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
I'm laughing because we have a board meeting tonight after this.
Oh, do you?
Oh, really? Yeah.
For what? What board meeting?
I'm on the board of Trenton Animals Rock.
Oh, my goodness.
How about saying that, dude? Yeah. How about mentioning that? You know Trenton Animals Rock is a hot topic right now. You don't even mention you're on the board?
Well, no, tell
speak,
us.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So you're also on the board of Trenton Animals Rock?
I am.
How did you know that?
I just found
just
out.
Told him.
Just say that.
One of my favorite little things.
Now I'm regretting my plug, too. I should have plugged
Trenton Animals man.
Rock.
You hear that, Danielle? You got someone here. He's not even pulling his weight. And you're waiting for us to give you bourbon? What's going on over there by Trenton Animals Rock?
I'm going to smash the bourbon on my head is what she's going to do.
Wow. Okay. You guys are busy over there.
Understatement.
Yeah. I saw that you're getting a lot of donations. People are rallying.
People are so generous.
Yes.
And I mean, Danielle is a monster with fundraising.
She is a monster.
I'm floored with the support. It's humbling, you know, when you're with an organization like that. And I'm relatively new to the board, but the support we get is just astounding. I'm so happy.
It is very cool. Yeah.
Do you know the shirt? All the profits of that shirt go to Trenton Animals Rock.
Yeah, I did. I heard that.
Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we want to do a little part to help.
But she's like seriously one of the best people I know, always. The word no is not in her vocabulary.
I was thinking about her the other night because she's a process person. She's so good at marketing and doing all that, figuring out the ins and outs of things. And that just, I actually was thinking in my head, wow, I wish I had a little bit of that talent to do that. Because I see something overwhelming like that and I immediately will go, oh, I can't figure my way through it.
Sure.
It's not something that I'm gifted with, but she's just amazing. Like, she has two organizations, one's right. for
I know
the animals figure. And yeah. one's for kids.
One's for kids and one's for dogs.
It's amazing. And she has a family at home.
Where's just, the time?
Yeah.
How do you
yeah.
have time for all of that?
This is right. why she wants that right. bourbon so bad.
But yeah. Oh, that's cool that you're on the board.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear.
Cool. Thank you, Danielle, for having me.
Yeah. Okay, Danielle, we good now? Have we done enough airtime to you and your cause?